Blog Talk Radio.
Some praise this morning. Amen. Open up your mouth right now. God, enter in with all faith on today. Amen. Trust in God. Declare and declare that the Lord is your shepherd. Amen. That you shall not want. Hallelujah. Come on, come on. Enter in with all faith. Open up your mouth and just thank God on today. Hallelujah. Everything that has breath, praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Let us pray, oh gracious Lord, we come before you this morning with all faith. Father God in heaven, we come believing and trusting you, Lord God, for a mighty move in our life and those in our family. Oh, Lord, we come give you our honor, praise, and glory, and all the admiration. We come exalting your name above all names, for there's someone greater than you, Lord God. Lord, we come seeking you first, your kingdom, and all your righteousness. Lord, we thank you, Lord God, for new mercies and new grace, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for awakening our sleeping spirits on today, oh God. We thank you for remembering us and those in our family, oh God. Lord, as we pray this morning, Lord, we ask that you, oh Lord, touch and heal right now. Amen. Touch and deliver, oh God. Touch and bless, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen. Oh Lord, we need you right now, Father God. Lord, touch and deliver us, oh God, and change our lives from today on. Help us to fight the good fight of faith in prayer and warfare to win the battle. Oh Lord, release the grace over us right now to fight the war, hallelujah, warfare and win. Release the grace to press on in the power of your spirit, oh God, and to win, because great is you that's in us and he that's in this world. Let us to be able to press on and to win in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we thank you, Heavenly Father, that it is done in Jesus Christ's mighty name. Amen. Oh Lord, release your warring angels right now. The war against any spirit designed to stop our prayers from being answered. Amen. We decree and declare by faith that our prayers are being answered even right now. Lord, we are trusting you for our breakthrough, oh God, in our peace. Amen. We're trusting for a breakthrough in our strength, of our finance, our relationships, our healing, our deliverance. Let it take place right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, let us go to a greater glory and altitude in you, Heavenly Father. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we thank you for, Lord. Oh God, for you are, Father God, you are the Alpha and the Omega. You are the beginning and the end and the author and the finisher of our faith. You are a deliverer and sanctifier. You are a way maker, oh God. You are a promise keeper. Oh Lord, and we just want to say thank you. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for breaking today. We thank you that the power of the Holy Spirit will be released and the anointing and the power of breakthrough will be released right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, oh God. We thank you that the anointing will be released, the anointing and the power of breakthrough, the anointing and the power of deliverance, the anointing and the power that will take us to another level in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Heavenly Father, we pray that even as these prayers go out, let the power that will affect these changes go out and hallelujah, and affect the change in, hallelujah, your son and your daughter's life. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. We bless your holy name, Father God. We decree and declare your goodness on today. We declare and declare that we will not be denied. Amen. We will not take any counterfeits or substitutes, but we are co-heirs to the kingdom of God. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for redeeming us and reconciling us back to our Lord, our Heavenly Father. Hallelujah. My Lord, my God, we can't thank you enough this morning. And Heavenly Father, we praise you and we worship you. And we thank you for giving us the key to the house of David according to Isaiah 22 and 22. We take authority in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to use this key to the house of David to close off the lock, to shut and seal with the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ all doors, portals, entryways, windows, and any other openings to prevent any demonic curses, any demonic spirits, witchcraft prayers, ungodly soulless prayers, demonic assignments, satanic activities, deception, confusion, hindrances, or lies of the enemy that attempt to enter into our presence or presence of our family members and loved ones. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ that we're praying for and we thank you for them. Heavenly Father, we use this key to the house of David according to Isaiah 22 and 22 in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we thank you, Father God, that you've given it to us. Lord Jesus, we ask you to release the fullness of the Holy Spirit, the blood, the places vacated by darkness in our mind, our body, our soul, and all our family members and loved ones, their bodies and souls, up in our minds, that we are praying for today. Amen. Please fill us with your perfect love, joy, peace, truth, power, charity, humility, forgiveness, faithfulness, goodness, kindness, wholeness, wellness, health, trust, self-control, and good self-image of God, discipline, wellness, hallelujah, sound mind, prosperity,
order, relinquishment, amen, acceptance of ourselves and others. Free us from all fear, guilt, shame, and all addictions. Fill us to overflowing with the light and life of you. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, thank you, Lord God, that you will awaken our sleeping spirits and bring us into the light. Amen. Thank you, Lord God, that you will transform us by the renewing of our minds daily in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, that you will pour out your spirit on us and reveal your word to us. Amen. Thank you, Lord God, that you will give your angels charge over us in all of our ways. Thank you, Lord, that you will, hallelujah, that we believe in you. And for our innermost being shall flow rivers of living water. Thank you, Lord God, that you will direct our hearts into the love of God and the steadfast of Jesus Christ. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, of that we pray with thanksgiving and we thank you for it. Oh, glory to your name, Heavenly Father. Lord, we love you. Lord, we need you. Lord, we ask for more of you and less of our sins. And Father God, we ask in Jesus' name, oh Lord, forgive us of all our sins, known and unknown sins, sins of omission, sins of commission, oh Lord. Lord, forgive us for all our transgressions, trespasses, and iniquities, Father God. Oh, Lord, purge us right now with this off, and we shall be cleansed. Wash us, and we shall be white as snow. Lord, created us a clean heart and renew a right spirit, oh Lord. Please do not take your Holy Spirit away from us, but restore us to the joy of our salvation. Baptize us right now with our Holy Ghost and with our fire, oh God. Let us receive tongues of fire. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we may war against the enemy. And we thank you for it, Lord. Oh, Lord, let peace come and be still in our homes and our workplace, oh God. Oh, Lord, make us, oh God, to be peacemakers. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, being slow to speak and quick to listen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I'm not to be slow to anger, oh God, to operate in love, oh God. Oh, Lord, increase us in patience, oh God. Increase us in the fruit of your spirit even the more, oh God. And we just want to say thank you. Lord, we pray for godly leaders to lead our nation. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we know that you have people in place, oh God, for us to bless us, oh God. Let this be the set time, oh God, that we receive your extraordinary favor, oh God, with you and with mankind. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we know that you're able to do all things, oh God. So, Lord, we ask that you would do it for us, oh God, that you would be willing to do it, oh God, that you would open up the way we're seen to be the way, even right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, I ask that you restore the hope to your children, oh God. Those that have lost the hope, oh God, those that are hopeless, oh God, let hope be restored right now, let joy be restored right now, let peace be restored right now, let our health be restored right now, let our finances be restored right now, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we just want to say let restoration come into our relationships and our family, oh God. Oh Lord, let divine unity take place, oh God. Lord, we pray for divine order, oh God, in position for our lives, oh God, that we may receive from you and walk according to your commandments. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, oh Lord, set us a fire, God. Let there be a revival fire, even right now, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we just want to say thank you, Lord God. We love you, Lord. Lord, we ask in Jesus' name that you will increase the anointing on our lives, oh God. Lord, we pray for sound doctrine and teaching to increase, amen. Lord, we pray for the youth, oh God, to be ignited for revival in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we pray for the government of our region, oh God, of your region, amen. We pray in the hallelujah. We pray for witchcraft and sorcery to be destroyed right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord, my God, and we just want to say thank you, Lord. We pray for carnality to be destroyed in churches. We pray for anointed ministers to be released right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we pray for healing of sickness and to increase in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. That healing spring up, oh God, in the body of your children, that we may testify, oh God, your work is in us, oh Lord. We pray for revelation to be increased in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we pray for our elders, oh God. pray for the elderly. We pray, oh Lord, for the homeless, oh God, that hallelujah, that you would send help to the homeless, oh God, that you would send help, oh God, to the elders, oh God, that healing would spring forth, oh God, and those that have lost their mind, oh God, that their minds may be restored in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We pray for the Holy Spirit to be poured out, oh God, upon all your children, oh God, even this day, oh God, and even the believer may come and ask, how can I be saved, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. We decree and declare with all faith that eyes have not seen, ears have heard, and entered into the hearts of men, the plans that you have for your children, oh God. And we are your children, oh God. We know your plan is to give us a hope and a future and expect it in, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Oh, Father God, let us know the way of peace. May the God of peace be with us always. Let mercy, peace, and love be multiplied to us. Amen. Let peace come into us. Hallelujah. Come to us, oh Lord, in our household and all that's in it and all that we have in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord, my God, we thank you, Lord Jesus, that you have redeemed us from the curse of the law of sin and death. Amen. We decree that we are redeemed. We're redeemed from the curse of poverty. We're redeemed from the curse of sickness and disease. We're redeemed from our curse of insanity and madness. We're redeemed from our curse of fear and terror. We're redeemed from our curse of pride and rebellion. Amen. Redeem, amen, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, from our curse of rejection and abuse. We redeem from our curse of family destruction in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord, my God, we thank you, Lord God. Lord, we love you. We need more of you, oh Lord. Lord, that we can be first off the land, oh God, that we, your children, may live in peace. Oh, Lord, see your angels before us, oh God, as we go out on today. Let us receive traveling grace and mercies to and from our destination. Let there be no mechanical failures, no breakdowns, no tickets, no pullovers, no accidents. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen. And we thank you for it. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over us right now, every family member and loved one, over every vehicle, form of transportation we may take on today, and those in our family, and those in the body of Christ may take on today. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over in it, round about every road, street, highway, airway, seaway, building a place. And where our feet may tread, our heads may lay. And we decree and declare the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth covers us and protects us. Amen. And no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And every tongue that rises up against us in general, Lord God, we thank you, Lord, that you shall continue. We put on us this morning the full armor of God. Amen. And we decree and declare the full armor of God covers us. Amen. From the crown of our heads to the soles of our feet. And we take the shield of faith and we quench every fire and dart of the enemy set our way right now or in the future. We take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Amen. And we use it against all the forces of hell that try to come or enter into our lives. Amen. And we decree and declare victory that the gates of hell cannot and will not prevail against us. Amen. For we are children of God, born again of the incorruptible seed of the word of God. Amen. That we're the head and not the tail, on top and not beneath. And we don't owe anyone anything but to love them. We are the righteousness of God. Clothed with the robe of righteousness. Amen. Healed by the stripes of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen. My Lord, my God. Filled with the Holy Spirit of promise. Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father God. And we're going from glory to glory to glory. And wealth and riches are in our home, and we thank you for it, Lord. Oh, Father God, let your hedge of protection be around our minds, oh God. Our thoughts, oh God. Let our thoughts be pure, holy, and righteous unto you, Father God. Help us to keep our minds stayed on you, oh God, not the things of this world, not our situation, circumstance, but Lord, help us to keep our minds stayed on you. Your word tells us you'll keep us in perfect peace. And we just want to say thank you. Oh, Lord, let the enemy cut down right now. Anyone that's been sent by the capital state, amen. Oh, Lord, let them be cut down and pushed back right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We take our authority right now. Amen. We pick up that authority and power that you've given us, and we use it against all the ways of the enemy. Oh, Lord, bless the land of Jerusalem. It's our prayer that Jerusalem may be saved. Oh, Lord, God, bless America, God. And we thank you, Father God. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth of all that we have and all that we will have. Amen. And we thank you for it, Lord. We decree and declare
It is so, and it shall be no other way. And we thank you for, Lord, the turnaround has come. We thank you for turning every curse in our way to a blessing. We thank you, Lord God, that the enemy has sent out for evil, that you turn it all around for us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we just want to say thank you. We come by my shepherd. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things fulfilled and the promises of God and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwells in us all that believe. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray with thanksgiving. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Come on, let's give God some praise. Amen. Come on, let's just thank him right now.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I receive the joy of the Lord, which is my strength. Thank you, Lord. I am a worshiper. Oh, glory to your name, God. I decree and declare the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. I shall receive the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Jesus loves you. He loves you. God loves you. Hallelujah. What a grand love. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for your presence on this morning. Have your way in us right now. Set us a fire. Set us a fire. Holy Ghost fire. And we thank you. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. Good morning, and welcome. Welcome this morning. Glory to God. Good morning to everybody on the line this morning. Hope everyone's doing well. Call your name. Want to know how you doing this morning. Cousin Kim, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing this morning? Cousin Kim, good morning. How you doing this morning? Welcome.
Oh, good morning. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Glory to God. All is well. I'm up. I'm running a little late, but I'm on the line, and Doris is on the line as well.
Amen. Well, God bless you. God keep you, traveling grace and mercy to you, to you both. Good morning, Sister Doris. How you doing this morning? Welcome.
Good morning. Good morning. I'm doing fine. God is
Amen.
Good. Glad to be in the land of the living.
Amen. Amen. Come on there. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Well, God bless you and God keep you. Thank you for being on the line this morning. Hallelujah, God. Amen.
Amen.
Minister Lon Green, God bless you and welcome. How you doing this morning?
Amen. I'm doing good this morning. Amen. I thank God for His Holy Spirit that constant flow. See, when that Spirit is flowing, that's when miracles happen, breakthroughs happen, turnarounds happen. When the Holy Spirit is unrestricted, see, the enemy comes in, he tries to oppress us and have us in a place where we can't receive from God. But when that Spirit is just flowing and flowing, blessings just flow.
Amen.
I'm in that place. Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. Thank you for being on the line with us this morning. Hallelujah, Lord. Glory, glory. Hallelujah. Amen. Twan, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing this morning?
Good morning. Good morning, everyone. I'm doing well. I'm grateful to be on the line. Grateful to be up. Alive and here to see another day. So here to see what God has for me to do.
Yes, Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. God bless you. God keep you. So good to have you on the line this morning. Amen. And I'm doing good this morning. Thank God for healing. Thank God for deliverance and just making a way and just trusting God even the more. Amen. I pray all today that God will just increase our faith, amen, to receive the miracle that's already working in us and working for us, amen, even the more to stand, even when it look like it's not going to go breakthrough, it look like it's not going to happen, because you've been there so long, amen, that this will be a time of breakthrough, that God would increase your faith for the breakthrough, and that you'll be able to receive it, and that you may be able to believe it before you see it, amen. Hallelujah. God bless you. I keep you. Amen. This morning, our scripture reading is coming from the book of John, St. John, chapter 3, verse 3 through 8. Again, that's John chapter 3, verse 3 through 8. The Bible says, Jesus answered and said to him, "Most assuredly I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." Nicodemus said to him, "How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born?" Jesus answered, "Most assuredly I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Do not marvel that I said to you, you must be born again. The wind blows where it wishes, and you hear the sound of it, but cannot tell where it comes from and where it goes. So is everyone who is born of spirit." Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Again, that's John chapter 3, verse 3 through 8. And just to give a little breakdown of the understanding of scripture, what did Nicodemus know about the kingdom in the beginning? So from the Bible, he knew it would be ruled by God, and it would be restored on earth, and it would incorporate God's people. So Jesus revealed to this devout Pharisees that the kingdom would come to the whole world, not just to the Jews, and that Nicodemus would be a part of it unless he was personally born again. This was a revolutionary concept. Jesus' kingdom is personal, not national, or has anything to do with race. And his entrance requirements are repentance and spiritual rebirth. Jesus later taught that God's kingdom has already begun in the hearts of believers. Amen. It will be fully realized when Jesus returns again to judge the whole world and abolish evil forever. Amen. So when we say, "Lord, thy kingdom come, thy will be done." Amen. The kingdom of God comes into us and the will of God is done in us. Amen. As we pray that, "Hey, Lord, thy kingdom come, thy will be done," as we bind our mind to the mind of Christ and our will to the will of our Heavenly Father, that thy will be done, amen, in us. When we look at the scripture, when it says born of water and the Spirit, it could refer to the contrast between physical birth, which is water, and spiritual birth, which is spirit, of being regenerated by the Spirit, and the rebirth signified through a Christian baptism. So the water may also represent the cleansing action of God's Holy Spirit. So Nicodemus undoubtedly would have been familiar with God's promise to give a new heart and a new spirit to the faithful. Jesus was explaining the importance of a spiritual rebirth and said that people enter the kingdom not by living a better life, but by receiving a new life from God. Amen. Hallelujah. Some people get mixed up like, "Oh, I'm living a better life. I'm going to do good with this." But if you're not living according to the will of God for your life, it doesn't matter how good you think you are, because you go out and you feed the poor and you do good things, but you have to receive a new life from God. There were many people that do good things, but they do not believe and they have not received. And you'll be surprised that this person is such a good person, but then they'll tell you they don't believe in God, they don't believe in Jesus, they don't believe in any of that. But we have to believe, we have to come to believe and receive. Amen. May God add a blessing. Father God, we ask in Jesus' name, oh Lord, that you will help us, oh God, to receive revelation and knowledge of your word this morning, understanding of scripture. Oh Lord, that we may be able to apply to our daily lives and live a life that is upright and pleasing to thy sight, oh Lord. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. I ask you to add a blessing to the readers, the hearers, and most of all, the doers of your word. It's my prayer that we all be the doers of the word of God. Amen. And it's in Jesus' name. For God be the glory. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Glory to God. Amen. We have someone that just chimed in on the line this morning. Good morning. Not sure. I don't know his phone number, but it ends in 7493. Welcome.
Good morning. Good morning. How's everybody this morning?
Doing good. Doing good.
Good morning.
And who do we have the pleasure of speaking with today?
This is Tierra. I was invited by Ms. Tawan Ledette.
Oh,
good morning, Tierra.
Oh, glad to have you on the line.
Good morning. God
bless you. Thank you for coming on in this morning. I was like, I don't know this number, but we definitely thank God for you and pray that God will continue to bless you and increase you in his goodness and favor and blessings. Hallelujah. May you have the favor of God upon your life. And I pray that God will divinely intervene in every situation concerning you and those in your family, all that your love is concerned about, and turn it all around for you all's good. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. At this time, we're going to have our prayer petition. If your prayers have already went forth, amen, in Jesus' name, you receive it by faith. May it be done unto you according to your faith. To God be the glory. Amen. Amen. Cousin Kim, I don't know if you can speak right now. And Sister Doris, we'll take your prayer petition.
Yes. Good morning. Thank you again. Just a continued prayer for my peace and my home and just lifting everyone up in prayer, and you too, Pastor, this morning. I can hear a little cold in your voice, so thank you.
Amen. Yes, glory to God. Amen. And Sister Doris, and we'll just pray for both of you all at the same time. Sister Doris, I know y'all got to get to work. Sister Doris.
Okay, she may be where she can. She may have already started, so.
Okay, okay, just want to make sure. Okay, well, let us pray, oh gracious Lord, we come before you with all faith and combined faith with your daughter, Kim, oh God. And Lord, we just pray that you will continue, oh God, to bless her and keep her, oh God, in perfect peace. Amen. Lord, we ask in Jesus' name, let peace be in our home, oh God. Let all that are in our home, oh God, be peacemakers. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we decree and declare that you shall live in peace and walk in peace, and you shall seek peace. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Jesus is our peace. Amen. So, Holy Spirit of the living God, just have your way in our home, oh God, in our workplace, oh God, that peace will just overtake, oh God, that peace will consume our mind, oh God, consume our spirit, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God, you are Jehovah Shalom, our prosperity and our peace, oh God. I, oh Lord, ask that your daughter will walk in peace all the days of her life, oh God, that she will see good, oh God, that she will love life, and that she will have many good days. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I call you blessed by the Lord, amen, and that you are a peaceable person, and that peace will always be your portion. And Father God, we just want to say thank you for the peace that surpasses all understanding. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray, and we bless you. To God be the glory. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Peace is priceless. Amen. Because you can have money and have
amen.
No peace. You can have so many things and
yes.
have no peace. And that's why people end up killing themselves, because they don't have the peace. So I just pray peace for everyone that's on this line and everything that you're going through or having to go through and deal with, that you will have that peace. Amen. It is nothing like it. I'm telling you. When you ask God for it and you have faith to receive it, you shall receive that peace. And I'm telling you, you'll be like, oh, my God. Oh, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. God bless you, because you have a blessed day in the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
I appreciate you. Thank you. Hallelujah. All right, Minister Learn, God bless you. Go ahead.
Amen. I would just, my prayer is that God will continue to fill everyone on the line and myself and yourself with his Holy Spirit. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
That way we can have the strength and the boldness to go forth with our gifts and talents and what God has for us to do.
Amen. Yes, Lord. Amen. Mm-hmm. Oh, gracious Lord, we come before you with all faith, combined faith with your son, your minister, your servant, Lord, oh God, on today. And Lord God, that all he has prayed and petitioned on today for all that's on the line, that all be filled with the Holy Spirit. Amen. To keep on keeping on, knowing that our strength cometh from you. Holy Spirit of the living God, have your way in us right now. Oh, Lord, increase us more in your Holy Spirit, oh God. Increase the anointing on our life, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, let us receive a supernatural strength that cometh from your Holy Spirit. And we just want to say thank you. We decree and declare it is so, and it shall be no other way. And we receive it by faith right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray with thanksgiving. To God be the glory. Amen.
To God
and
be
amen.
The glory. Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. God amen. Bless you, Minister Murray. We love you. We thank God for you. We thank God. Hallelujah, God. Amen. Amen. Twan, God bless you. Go ahead.
Yes, my prayer petition is that God continues to give me the strength, you know, just asking for the help of the Holy Spirit and God's
yes,
angels
Lord.
To give me the strength to continue to resist the devil because he's busy and I know he's a schemer and I know he's a liar and I know he is deceitful. I know this. So, you know, just to close my, to be in my right mind, for me to be intentional about putting on my full armor each and every day, to fight a winning battle. It's every day is something, but it's a winning battle that I'm fighting because it's already won. So I'm just continuing to pray that God will, the joy of the Lord, you know, will be my strength. And I asked, that God's will be done. And that I'm able to open up enough and to receive and not just be conformed by the things that's going on in the world around me. But, you know, just to have that peace take over me and just to flow, you know, just give it to God, really. So that's
Amen.
My prayer position.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Father God in heaven, we thank you, oh God. Oh, Lord, that you say that we can decree a thing and it shall be established in our life, oh, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Lord, you said that we can ask, oh, God, and receive from you with all faith. Oh, Lord, I ask that you increase the daughter of faith even more, oh, God, that she may be able to receive all that she's petitioned in prayer on today in the mighty name of Jesus Christ to be able to resist the devil, knowing that he shall flee, oh, God. Lord, I pray, oh, God, let her help, oh, God, not to be tempted by the worldly things, the possession of people of this world or conversations that have been set up to draw her in. Amen. To rob her of her peace, oh God. So Lord, I pray, oh God, let it be so, oh God, for your daughter. Oh Lord, as she bind her mind to the mind of Christ and her will to your will, Father God, that your will be done, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Lord, I pray that you will order her steps, oh God, amen, in the way that you will have for her to go, that she will truly be blessed, oh God, that she will not be in the camp of the enemy and anyone that's been sent, oh God, by the enemy to cause confusion, to cause destruction, to cause ill will to the life of your daughter. Let them be cut down and pushed back right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, I ask that you touch a life right now, touch a heart, touch a mind, oh God. Let your hedge of protection be around the mind and thoughts that still, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ, that peace will come and peace will be still, oh God, that she will be a peacemaker, that she will pursue peace, oh God, no matter what the situation is, oh God, or circumstance, that she will remain in your peace, amen. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God, that she will not be robbed of her peace, oh God, that she will continue to walk the way that you've called her to walk, oh God. So, Lord, I pray for divine positioning and order, oh God, in the life of your daughter, and that continual blessings will flow in her life, oh God, as she positions herself to receive from you, amen. And we just want to say thank you. We silence the mouth of the evil speaker, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ. If the works of the enemy come to nothing, let it be destroyed right now. Oh Lord, deafen their ears and blind their eyes, that they will not be able to locate her. They will not be able to speak any evil to her life. They will not be able to hear her prayers or conversations unless she speaks directly to them. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you as we decree and declare victory and that it is won. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray with thanksgiving. To God be the glory. Amen.
To God be the glory.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen. God bless you. God keep you. We love you. We thank God for you, Twan. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It is well. It is well. Amen. Kiara, God bless you. Welcome. You have a prayer petition. Did I say your name correctly? Did you say Kiara? Akira?
Tierra. Yes.
Tierra. I'm sorry, that's the K. Instead of the T. Tierra, God bless you. Have a prayer petition this morning.
Yes, I my prayer petition is basically to just kind of remain consistent, to continue to uplift all of my students and the people that are around me that I am encountered with every single day, and that I can just continue to keep a positive mindset and influence the people positively around me. Also to uplift my kids in a time of me not just being around and to maintain their safety. Mm-hmm. And let's see. My job plan, not even my job plan, just my business, the things that I'm trying to just get off of the ground. That's basically my repetition.
Amen. Amen. We touch and agree on today, oh gracious Lord. As we come today, oh God, with all faith, combined faith with your daughter, Tierra, Lord, we ask that you move mighty in every area of her life, oh God, that she's concerned about, even those areas that she's not able to see, oh God, but you're all seeing, all knowing, everywhere, God. So, Father God, we ask that you touch, oh God, touch in a mighty way, oh Lord, and divinely intervene in every area of her life, oh God, and turn it all around for her good and the people that she loves and concerned about. Lord, I pray, oh God, that you increase the anointing on her life, oh God, that she will be able to lift up those that are around and those that she encounter, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, oh God, that she will operate with a positive mindset, oh God, that she will be an influence to others, oh God, that will bring joy and peace, oh God, and in their lives, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we pray right now that your hand of protection be around her and her family, her children, all that she loves and concerned about. Lord, let there be no perforation or penetration to these hedges of protection, oh God. And we just want to say thank you, for you are Jehovah Sabaoth, amen. The Lord of hosts is you that fight our battles, oh God, and that we receive the victory, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we pray that you would bless her business, oh God. Give her creative ideas, oh God. Oh, Lord, and help her in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And, Lord, we thank you for your help and your ever-present help and your help that's on the way. And we thank you for, Lord. We call you blessed, Sierra. We call you whole, new, healed, delivered, and set free by the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray. We bless you. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you. God keep you. We love you, Tierra. We thank God for you. It's our first time meeting you on the line, but we're so glad to have you. Amen. We're so grateful to have you to come and
I've been on the line before. I've been on the line a few times.
Yes, I remember. Were you on Midnight Prayer before?
Yeah.
Okay, mm-hmm. Yes. I remember. I was like, okay, I think I've heard of it before. So, yes, welcome back. Definitely glad to have you on the line. Hallelujah. What a blessing. This morning, I'm going to be praying strategic prayers for us as we close out this morning, everyone. Just thanking God. You know, we're asking for this morning for unquestionable miracles in our lives. Amen. That's prayer. I'll be praying. A lot of us are needing that right now, whether it be mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually. We're praying that God will do unquestionable miracles in our lives and those in our family. Also praying for wisdom, you know, decreeing the plan over the life of our children. You know, our children, whether you have grandchildren, you have nieces or nephews or, you know, they are our children. And we're praying for the wisdom of God for our children. Amen. And we promote that in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that our children would operate with wisdom. Hallelujah. Let us pray, oh gracious Lord. We just want to say thank you, Father God. We thank you for answering prayers on today. We thank you, oh God, for this set time that you allowed us to come, oh God, boldly to the throne room of grace, and we may receive, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we can't thank you enough, oh God, if we had 1,000 tons of peace, amen, we still can thank you enough, but yet we still would thank you. Lord, we come believing, oh God, and we just want to say thank you, Father God, for answering prayers, oh God. Thank you for making a way. We're seen to be no way, oh God. Thank you for turning things around for our good, oh God. We come standing on your promises of yes and amen, hallelujah. And we just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh Lord, oh God, according to Acts 1 and 3, oh God, we ask for every
we are mentally, physically. Let your power begin to touch us right now. Let begin to do the miraculous. Do great and mighty things, oh God. Whatever miracles needed, do it for the glory of Jesus Christ. Amen. Lord, do unquestionable miracles and build up our faith so that we will be able to trust you for the unquestionable miracles that happen in our lives and in the life of our family members and loved ones, oh God. We pray this in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, we thank you for your grace, your sufficient grace and mercy. We thank you for your love and that. Hallelujah. And we thank you, Lord God, that even right here, that through your great things are going to begin to happen in our lives. Great and mighty things are going to begin to happen in the life of our children and our children's children, our nieces and nephews, and those that we love and concerned about in our lives. And we will go to a greater glory and greater altitude than you ever thought of. Do what only you can do, oh Lord. Intervene right now, oh Lord God. Divinely intervene wherever a miracle is needed. Let it take place wherever a healing is needed. Let it take place wherever deliverance is needed. Let it take place. Let it begin to happen for the glory of Jesus Christ so that the whole world may see and know that Jesus Christ is Lord. Amen. Lord, we thank you right now that we can receive right now unquestionable miracles. Amen. We thank you, Lord God, that you open up the way where it seems to be no way. Even right now, God, we thank you, Lord God, wherever the way is closed, oh God, that you have opened up the way. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of heaven. Lord, we thank you, Lord God, when the enemy says no, oh God, you say yes, that you say enter in right now. Oh Lord, increase our faith to enter in, oh God, the doors that you have opened for us, oh God, and receive the doors that have been closed to us in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, oh God. Do the impossible, do miracle signs and wonders. Father God, we pray for creative miracles, oh Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Great and mighty, oh God, we thank you. We bless your holy name, Father. Lord, I pray that you do unquestionable miracles in the life of your daughter, them that would bring Jesus. Amen. Oh, Lord, I pray that you would do unquestionable miracles in the life of your son, Learn, oh God, that will open up the way where it seems to be no way right now for his situation and for his family, oh God, and all that he loved and concerned about. Oh, Father God, I pray that you would do unquestionable miracles in the life of your daughter's one, oh God, amen. Oh, Lord, that would destroy the works of the enemy, oh God, that peace would be sealed, amen. Oh, Lord, that finances would be sealed in the name of Jesus Christ, that breakthrough would come, hallelujah, in her life, in her marriage, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, I pray that you would do unquestionable miracles within the life of your daughter, Tierra, oh God, that will bring peace, oh God, that will bring creative ideas, oh God. Oh, Lord, that you will be filled to overflowing with your Holy Spirit, oh God, that you increase the anointing on her life in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, oh God, that she will speak boldly with your holy, with your word, oh God, that she will speak boldly with the Holy Spirit, oh God, and with the power and with love, oh God. And we just want to say thank you. Lord, I ask that you do unquestionable miracles in my life and the life of my husband. Lord, say amen, oh God, amen. Hallelujah, that he will be able to receive, oh God, your miracle working power in him, oh God, that will open up doors that no man can close, and close doors that no man can open, oh God, that will bring him, hallelujah, employment, oh God, that will bring financial support, oh God. There will be breakthrough in his business opportunities, oh God. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Be his strength even right now. Let peace come and be still, oh God. Let joy overtake him even right now. As he lay down, oh God, that he rise up, restored, oh God, rejuvenated, filled with your joy and your peace, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. Lord, do unquestionable miracles in the life of our mothers and fathers, do unquestionable miracles in the life of our children, oh God, do unquestionable miracles in the life of our brothers and sisters, our aunts and uncles and cousins near and far, God. And we just want to say thank you, oh Lord, for working a miracle in us, oh God. Increase our faith, oh God. And we just want to thank you. We thank you, oh God, that we have no fear. Because you did not give us a spirit of fear, but a love, power, and a sound mind. And we operate in it right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, gracious Lord, we decree and declare on this morning that our children receive the wisdom of God and the spirit of the Lord. Let them be a part of their lives, oh God. We decree and declare in the name of Jesus Christ, our children will make wise decisions. We decree and declare in the name of Jesus Christ, our children will know the word of God. We believe that wisdom is our children's companion. Amen. Wisdom will bless them. Amen. Wisdom will protect them. Wisdom will promote them. Wisdom will exalt them. Wisdom is the principal thing. Amen. We decree and declare in the name of Jesus Christ, our children receive wisdom, the wisdom of the word. Amen. The spirit of wisdom. Jesus is their wisdom. Amen. He is in their lives. And our children receive the wisdom of heaven to walk on earth. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. We thank you, Lord God, for blessing our children with wisdom. We decree to cut our children, tune their ears to your wisdom, O Lord, and concentrate on understanding. We decree and declare the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, our children will have an understanding heart that is enshrined in wisdom. In you, O Lord, lie the hidden treasures of wisdom and knowledge. Our children listen with those who are older speak, for wisdom comes with age. Amen. Lord, your wisdom is more profitable than silver, and its wages are better than gold. Amen. Let wisdom multiply our children's days and add years to their lives. And we just want to say thank you, Father God. We decree and declare it is so. And it shall be no other way. And we thank you for it. Lord, we thank you for answered prayers. We decree and declare that goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives. And we shall live in the house of the Lord forever. And we thank you for it, Lord. For you are our shepherd and fisher. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things that fail. And the promises of God. And the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwell in us all that believe. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray with thanksgiving. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Come on, let's give God some praise this morning. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Amen. God bless you all this morning. I pray that you hold on to every word that's went forth, every prayer, and just, hallelujah, just receive the joy right now. Amen. Receive the joy. Be strengthened even right now. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Though we fall down, we get back up again. Amen. Though we fall down. Amen. The enemy wants to condemn you. He wants you to stay right there with what you said and what you did. I want you to know that there's no condemnation. Those that are in Christ Jesus. Amen. We get back up again. We don't stay there and continue in it. We get back up again. And we thank you, Father God in heaven. Thank you, Holy Spirit, Lord Jesus Christ, for helping us to get back up again. Amen. God bless you. God keep you at this time. We'll call your name. If you have anything you'd like to say, any closing remarks, please do so. I know my cousin Kim is probably at work right now. She won't be able to speak. God bless you, cousin Kim. We love you so much. Amen. Minister Lauren Green, go ahead.
Amen. I just think of that scripture, 1 Thessalonians 5, I believe 17, where it said, in everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. We got to keep praising Him, keep thanking Him, thanking Him at all times. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. God bless you. God keep you, Minister Lauren. Thank you for that word on today. Amen. Amen. Twan, go ahead.
Yes. Amen. I'm glad that we could all be in agreement. And I believe that God is in the midst. And I'm just grateful to be on the line with you all. And thank you, Tierra, for joining me in a good time in the Lord. And I just pray that we just open up and receive what He has for us. And I'm going to rejoice in the Lord and praise Him.
Amen. Amen. We can hoop and jump for people that sing and play sports. We definitely can shout for the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God bless you.
Amen.
Amen. Tierra, go ahead.
Yes, first off, thank you guys for having me again. It feels so good to just kind of wake up and just hear you guys praising His name and kind of just shifting my energy, my mood to go into work and just everybody around. And I just, I thank God just that I'm here, that we're here. I'm having a new start. I get to do something new today. And I'm just thankful. So thank you guys for having me, Twine. Thank you for even sending it to me. I just saw it today, but I hopped on it because, sister, I need you, and I'm here with you. Thank y'all.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It is so good. Well, somebody can invite you to a party and all kind of stuff, Super Bowl party. We're going here, and you're ready to get dressed, trying to figure out what you're going to wear. But when it comes out, say, hey, I need to put on a fella. People get sleepy. They get tired. They got everything else to do. They will set the sign for us. So we just thank you for coming online. There's power in agreement. Amen. So we thank you. Hallelujah.
Glory to God. And before I close out here, you all just keep lifting me up in prayer. And my husband, you all know what's going on. So we're just trusting God for the turnaround. Also, I love for you all that's in Houston to come out and support me if you're available this Saturday, which is February 17th. At the Midtown Arts Center, I debut one of my new plays called Who Did It. So if you're in the Houston area, come on out, call me.
Amen.
Come on out and enjoy the show. It's definitely going to be a good time for sure. All right, so I'm going to release the blessing, and may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you, be gracious unto you, giving you his peace. May you live in the confidence that you are a child of God. Your past has been washed whiter than snow by the blood of the Son of God. Amen. God does not see sin that has been washed in the blood of his Son. Live with all confidence that your future is in the hand of God, and no one can take you out of his hand. Amen. The Lord is God, and there is none like him, not in the heavens above or in the earth or the world beneath. From everlasting to everlasting, he is God and God alone, and he's able to do all things for you and all that believe. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray, we believe, we receive. To God be the glory. Amen.
God be
the
glory.
Hallelujah. God bless you all. Have a blessed day in the Lord. I love you. God bless you. Take care.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Oh, I want to see him look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, hold me last, ever to rejoice.
I want to hear him say,
give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him, and now I'll give him back so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you have me.